Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now.
To the channel. I do apologize for a little break in the action. I've been traveling for the last 10 days or so, but we'll get right back into it with episode 36 here, entering the second half of the Monk Songbook. Not that there's really a first and second half, I just mean we've done 35 and now we're on 36 out of 70, so we're kind of, you know, in the middle. I went to a gig at a bar nearby in Brooklyn the other night and saw this pianist named Marta Sanchez playing this song, and it reminded me that I still need to do it. So this is a song called Think of One. Think of One was recorded in 1956, I believe, on an album called Monk. It says Monk with Sonny Rollins and Frank Foster's, like in the blue lettering. And then I think the first recording I heard of this song, because I didn't have that record, but I did have this Wynton Marsalis record called Think of One that came out in the early 80s, like in 1983. And they did a version of this that's like very dramatic. They play it pretty slow, like, and they don't do all the notes. They go, and about that tempo, and then like the second time they do the melody, they do a like real dramatic dynamic thing, like like this where they kind of go soft, loud, and it's a very playful version of that song that, you know, it takes advantage of this kind of melody. This is kind of a simple melody. It's a lot of F naturals just kind of over and over again. So you can do a lot with it. There's a lot of space in the song to fill up, so it's a fun tune to play in that sense. And it's in F, AABA form. They could put some fills in here. So I'll go through and explain what's going on here. The melody is do da 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 da. Okay, pretty simple melody, but with chords it's pretty catchy. So it goes, starts on the root F, and it goes to a B7 9 sharp 11, you know, like an augmented triad with a B in the bass. You know, usually when you hear this kind of thing, it goes like the four chord, like. That's Smoke It's In Your Eyes. But when Monk plays Smoke It's In Your Eyes, he does do that. I can't remember which key it's in, but he does that, like, dominant chord a half step up from the four with the ninth and sharp 11 is going down to the four, like, but he doesn't do that here. Here he goes to the six, which is, you know, related to the four, to a D minor, and then up to an E flat 9, keeping the F in the top, and then A flat 13, keeping the F on the top, D7, keeping the F on the top, and then into a G flat 13 with an E flat on the top. So that sounds like. Okay, and then the second time is the same, except it ends with this little figure. Sorry. And in that spot is kind of a send off to maybe fill in that spot or something, and underneath the rhythm section might just still be playing a turnaround. This. I'm just filling in that after the or in Winton's band, they kind of do like the different players, just kind of like trump, like a, I can't remember the order, but maybe trumpet, you know, saxophone, bass, something like that, you know, and they kind of stagger little phrases in there. Now the bridge, so that's A, B. That's A, and then the A happens again, and then the bridge. One thing I'll say is I do switch to the pick for that little, this thing. The reason is that I just can't really do that with the fingers. I mean, I can get. Sort of, but it's not that reliable, and it's not as strong. I'm sure some people can do a tremolo like that with their fingers, especially classical players, but I'm not really. Usually when I have to play something like that, I go to the pick. Because I also want to do other things in that fill that are related. Where I want to play a little harder and with more punch, it's hard to do that with the fingers, but especially the repeated notes. Good exercise, actually. You can do it with three. Sometimes you have to start the pick a different direction. That's another story. But any case, this is four. Now the bridge. So when I hit the melody, it's a da 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 da, but I'm playing the da 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 da. Oh, oh, I want this note underneath. G flat, it's like an F, C minor to F7 with a flat 9. So this is B flat major. I'm playing like a 6-9 voicing. I'm hearing the B natural and the A flat from a G7 chord. Sorry. Now I can go. You kind of lead into it with an A. So it's actually, this is kind of in the bottom line. I imagine this kind of being kind of like a D minor. Because you get this A and this F. I think it's a D minor there, and then it goes to kind of a G7. It's ambiguous a little bit, but it's a G7, a sharp 11. And then a little tricky part of the tune. It goes da 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 da. That's the top melody. And the bottom melody goes we'll see. I gotta play my gotta come back up to B flat, and then that last one, you're hitting it like an F sharp triad, so that line sounds like sorry. Probably gonna be best to get it with a thumb because you have to do some stuff up here. Oh, sorry. That's the trickiest part of the song. So I'm playing. The pickup is the D natural, and then you go to the. It's kind of like a G half diminished or a B minor 6 with a G in the bass. Because you have a D flat in the counter line. And that just goes down chromatic. And you hit the top note each time. It's kind of like San Francisco Holiday. That kind of vibe. All the way down to where it gets to the A. Sharp triad with a C in the bass. So that's just like da, 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 da. It's kind of like a chord progression, like a B minor 6 with a G in the bass to a C7 flat 9 sharp 11, you know. So the whole bridge, hard to play it at such a slow tempo sometimes. So now for this, I'd probably still be on the pick from playing that, and then I'd probably want to hit use the pick again for the beginning of the bridge, which is the same figure. Thank you. could have fun just playing around on that tune, you know, over and over again. It's kind of like the changes are pretty easy, but you want to stay in the spirit of how that melody was made and see what you can do with it. I think on the recording, I do quite a bit with all those tritones and kind of that rhythmic figure. So, all right, I'll post a performance video and I'll see you next time.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.